With the right support, we can all enjoy life. Taking that first step is possible with St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. If you have concerns about your mental health, talk to your GP or call our support line on 01 249 3333. Don't wait to enjoy life again. St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. Empowering recovery.
For World Mental Health Week, this is Walk In My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, Dublin 8.
This is a shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick. Yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it. I hope she getting better. Hope she ain't faking it like I did, babe. Took for long, it's a call it quits. Forget that, but I'm over it. Guess I should say thank you for the hate juice and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. It's your right.
Deleted all your pics, then blocked your number from my phone. Yeah, you took all you could get, but you ain't getting this done no more. Cause now I'm living so legit. Even though you broke my heart in two, baby, but I snap right back, I'm so brand new, baby.
I'm so brand new.
That's the name of the song, You'll Never Bring Me Down, from Little Mix. It's coming up to six minutes past eight. Good morning, you're listening to myself, John Slattery, and your woman over there, Ciara Whelan.
This is WIMS FM. Now, if you're only joining us and wondering what WIMS stands for, it is, of course, Walk In My Shoes. We are Ireland's only pop-up radio station, broadcasting on FM in Dublin, Cork, Galway, Wicklow, Waterford, Louth, Kildare and Cavan. But of course, you can listen in online at walkinmyshoes.ie as well. I was actually listening in at home yesterday. I thought there was some sort of technical problem going on. I could hear echo and echo and echo. I had 16 tabs open on my laptop, so don't do that.
16 tabs in your
I know, right, yeah. Walk in my shoes on every tab.
And now, if you want to get in touch, you can find us on Facebook and at Walk in My Shoes and on Twitter at Walk in My Shoes. No, what is it? Hashtag Walk in My Shoes? Oh, yeah.
Someone needs to give this guy a lesson in social media. If we're on Twitter at Walk in My Shoes.
Said we should actually hire somebody to actually look after our social media thing.
We should. Now, shortly, Niamh O'Connell from the Wellness Centre, or the Wellness Clinic, will be joining us. But first up, let's have
a bit more music. Here's something from a guy all the way from Wicklow, Hozier. And this is a great song called Someone New on Whims Radio. That is an absolutely fantastic song. It is called Every Day, I think, isn't it?
No, it's not.
No? Okay.
But not to worry. That is John Slattery making a mess of things this morning. And this is me, Ciara Whelan, trying to get my act together too. And we are joined in studio now by Niamh O'Connell. Niamh comes all the way from Dublin 8, or Dublin 12, is it?
I live in Dublin 12 and I work in Dublin 8.
Okay, so you haven't come that far,
no.
But you've come all the way from the Wellness Clinic. And you are a nutritional lifestyle coach. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, I'm very passionate about helping people improve their health using small and sustainable changes. I don't think anybody wants to jump straight into a whole new way of living. We're all so busy, we want just positive things we can bring in on top of what we're doing already. So I'm all about just adding more of the good stuff into what you're already doing.
There's probably no point in making big changes anyway, is there?
No one sticks to them,
exactly,
do they?
For long-term change, I think it's all about building new habits right from the beginning.
Okay, so you're talking about mental health, but kind of from the inside out.
Absolutely.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, I think the minute we realise that our mental health is very much dependent on what we're eating, and our gut is our second brain. There's so much research coming out now about the actual emotions that are built in the gut.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. It's new, and when I started on my journey to health about 5 or 6 years ago, this was new and doctors didn't want to hear it, but now they're all realising really what we eat determines not only how we look and feel physically, but how we feel and think mentally too.
I suppose, yeah, if you eat takeaway food or something like that, you feel quite...
John has just slyly put the apple custard Danish behind the computer
and
screen.
I'm moving my coffee to the right.
But coffee's fine in moderation. Everything in moderation, that's what I always say.
Okay. So tell us exactly what you would do with somebody that basically is not living the most healthiest life, which is making them feel really bad about themselves.
You mean mentally bad and physically bad?
Yes. Okay. Well, they're both connected, are they?
Is they are absolutely connected, because think about it, if you're putting the wrong kind of fuel into your car, it's not going to work to its optimum level. Yeah. So it's important that we get a nutritionally balanced diet. But that is so hard to do in this day and age where we're all dependent on processed foods for convenience and time saving. So what I do is I really get people back to basics. I get them cooking from scratch where possible, even if that's only once or twice a month, and freezing. I'm into all those kind of tips and tricks to get you eating more healthy whole foods as close to their natural state as possible. And I think from there you can build on, you know, the amount that you're cooking and the kind of things you're cooking. But even starting with something as simple as a soup or a curry or a stew, and you can just see what a difference that makes, number one to your household budget and number two to your health and well-being.
Are you actually doing cooking demos, or are you just telling people how to do it in their own homes?
I do cooking demos as well.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so that's all happening in the wellness clinic.
It is, and I'm even doing Facebook Live videos. I do a Cook With Me video every so often where I turn on my phone, put it beside the cooker, and I'm cooking an omelette, I'm doing pancakes, whatever it is, the baby's strapped on my back.
I'm getting
loads of views. People want to know the basics, because I think we're so out of touch with cooking and with food in general.
Yeah, I absolutely am. I've never...
Yes, she is. She's absolutely.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the funny thing is, I cook so well for my kids, but I don't even eat when I make them.
You know, there you go. That's
so
the thing.
Ridiculous.
And we're looking after our kids so well. We're making sure they get enough sleep, and we ourselves are run ragged, and we're burning the candle at both ends. That's actually where the Urban Mama program came about. It was in response to the stress and anxiety and the health issues that I was seeing in my peers. And I developed then this 6-part program, which goes into cooking, mental health, getting enough sleep, and especially aimed at mums of young kids.
So the moms were coming knocking on the door.
They actually were, yeah. And they're coming in their droves to these workshops as well.
Well, I can imagine. I'm one myself. I've got a 3.5 and a 1.5-year-old. So
yeah, it's very intense.
And John to look after. But so tell us a bit more about the Urban Mama. So you're... Okay, start from scratch.
Okay, so the Urban Mama program is aimed at moms who are busy, who are already doing everything right by their kids, but forgetting about themselves. Moms who are going around eating the kids' leftovers and, you know, thinking that's their dinner, and they're actually nutritionally depleted, so they're not feeling well in themselves, physically and mentally. They're suffering anxiety, they're addicted to caffeine and sugar just to keep going through the days. They're not sleeping well. Obviously, you don't sleep very much when you have kids. So the program takes you through literally the basics of eating well, sleeping well, getting some daily exercise, which includes fresh air and sunlight, like the real basics that we don't do, and then looking after your mental health, dealing with anxiety. The workshop on Monday is all about body confidence and comfort eating, and kind of unraveling the tangled web that we go through, and then just seeing where our motivations come from and how to change that using cognitive behavioral therapy, a bit of NLP. So it's very gentle, but it's also LLP? It pushes them. NLP, neuro-linguistic programming.
Okay.
So that's where you basically, you replace a negative thought with a positive thought.
Ooh.
Again, really simple, but
yeah.
And it's a vulnerable time as well when you become a mother, isn't it?
It is.
So you've got the hormones going crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I knew
you don't recognize the body you're in. Everything feels different, feels strange. I have 3 children myself, and I suffered a prolapse after my 3rd. So even the physical issues of dealing with that and trying to heal that naturally through food and herbs. So I've come through the whole, like, the whole lifestyle change in myself and recently giving up sugar. So now I feel I'm in a position to be able to share that with other people.
Yeah, so you said coffee's okay, just cut out the sugar.
Yeah, a certain amount of coffee, and we all can tolerate a different amount of caffeine. So if it's affecting your sleep, if it's giving you palpitations or anxiety type feelings, or if you feel like you're really dependent on it, that might be a sign you need to cut down a little.
Okay.
Switch
okay.
to decaf after lunch, for example. You know, simple changes
good
to
idea.
Wean you down.
Good idea, Lindy.
Don't. At least you didn't say give up coffee, because
no,
that would kill
no.
me.
I think it's one of these things like wine, like chocolate, it makes life worth living, doesn't it?
So absolutely.
And what about the men after the baby? Sorry. No.
Yeah. Well, men is actually where I began, because my husband was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis 6 years ago.
Oh.
And that's an autoimmune disease like Crohn's disease, which is essentially leaky gut. And he had suffered with that for a few years. Typical man, hadn't gone to the doctor despite the very mm-hmm. serious symptoms. So through helping him heal it through diet and lifestyle, because the other model was giving him steroids and anti-inflammatories, which was just masking the symptoms and not actually getting to the root of it. That's where I have actually begun, was with men and helping men get better from the inside out.
Well, you know, we'll talk about that, because we're going to break for a bit of music first, but I would be interested to know a bit more about that.
Well, you are a man.
Yes, thank you very much. But first, let's have a bit of music and we'll come back to you, Niamh, in a second. This is something from Bizarre Inc. I'm Going to Get You.
Yo, DJ, pump this party!
Wow.
Wim's Radio is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Friday morning, the 13th of October. I was going to say February 27. No, it's October 2017. We still have Niamh O'Connell from The Wellness Clinic. Because
Thank
you have to put the in there. T-H-E.
You
so you were talking about something really important there before the break, which is men. And generally men's well-being and health. And one of the things we were talking about during that song, which I find quite interesting, I travel quite a bit with work and stuff, you know, in and out of the country and also around the country. And it's really, really difficult to eat healthily when you call into a petrol station or at an airport. Is there any kind of shortcuts? Like, for example, if I go into an airport, it's normally a sandwich or craft food or whatever it is.
That's right.
A petrol station, likewise. I know you can get a banana or whatever, but it doesn't fill you up. What hints would you give to people who are kind of traveling a lot, working a lot, but they won't want to eat healthily?
Okay, I have a few hints there. Number one, you can look for the healthy option when you're out and when you're stuck. But we all know if you're leaving it till the last minute, your blood sugar's low, you're feeling you're about to collapse and you just need something quick, that's when you're going to go for the high sugar and refined carbs. Mm. So you're going to grab the pastry or whatever it is that's close to hand. So a little bit of advanced preparation is fantastic. And if you're traveling a lot, you could make sure you've got some non-perishable snacks always with you in your bags that you travel with. Little bags of nuts and raisins, for example, bananas or apples, fruit that travels well, that doesn't go off very quickly. And I mean, on a Sunday, if you know you're traveling twice that week, you could throw all them into your bag and use them if you're stuck on the go. If okay. not, and you're running through an airport, I would always say go for the dried fruit, go for the nuts where possible. Keep in mind, though, dried fruit is high in sugar, so that's going to give you a blood sugar spike.
Can you? You just can't
You have
win.
To be careful because it's really concentrated and you're better off to have the fresh fruit where possible.
So basically, society really has us cornered in terms of, you know,
unfortunately, the convenience, food. The food industry is huge. And I mean, I could go on about the nutrition industry and all the superfoods that come in and all the fads there. That's another bugbear of mine because I think what we need to get back to is the really traditional, basic kind of home cooking, the foods that grow native to Ireland, eating locally and seasonally. That's the best way to get nutrition for us. So.
Like the old days.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I know we were talking about processed food, but there are some little snacks. Like I've started for my dinner having the nuts, you know, those packets of nuts that they have in the soup. They're great.
They are.
John,
fantastic.
I'll throw some of those into your bag next week.
As long as they're not salted, you know.
Oh, I really like them with salt and pepper. You know, the peppery ones.
They're gorgeous.
Oh, I love them.
You do need to read the labels. Sometimes they're going to have added MSG as well, and MSG can hide under lots of different names.
That's why I like
yeast
them so
extract,
much.
Rosemary extract, even flavourings. If there's just the random word flavourings in the ingredients, that can be a hidden name for MSG as well.
You're obviously one of those people that reads every ingredient packet.
I do,
ever.
And I have done, and now I know what I can eat and what I don't want to eat. Mm. So it takes some time at the start to do the research, and that's something I do teach and educate people about if I work with them one-on-one, is how to read food labels and how to just be aware of what you're bringing home.
What do you eat then on an average day? Tell me what
you
diet.
Look, I'm not perfect either. Last night I had a big bag of crisps, so I do
a big bag of crisps.
Yeah, but it was probably a healthy bag.
I'm off
crisps.
Sugar now. I've been off sugar for the last 3 months, and if you know me before now, you would laugh, and I would never have seen I could give up sugar. Really? I was a complete sugar addict. I'd say I was having 40 teaspoons of sugar a day, just
what?
Through, and a lot of it was healthy looking sugars, you know, through food, through fruit, through like that dried fruit, through honey. So it still looked like I was having a healthy whole food diet, but it was really high in sugar.
But is that natural sugar not good for you in its own?
It is in a certain amount, but it's still spiking your blood sugar, you know, so you have to be careful and bring it right back down to the very minimal. So now I'd allow myself about the equivalent of 5 teaspoons of sugar
a
day.
Complicated.
Yeah, and are you feeling much better?
I'm feeling amazing, and it's gotten rid of all my arthritis symptoms, and they had been, even though I was giving nutrition advice to people, I was still suffering these symptoms myself because my diet was so high in sugar,
and
even though it was whole foods.
Is your mental health better then as well?
Absolutely. I haven't had one down day. I used to have days, hormonal especially, you know, my hormones came back into balance completely. My whole menstrual cycle changed when I gave up sugar. It went crazy for a month or two, very long and then very short, and now it's balanced again, and I'm not suffering cramps, I'm not suffering, you know, the crankiness or the mood swings.
Seriously,
with women, especially sugar plays havoc with their hormones. So that's one of the first things I say to women. If you're suffering with PMT, and we go through it in detail in the programs that I do as well, is to cut down the sugar. And even that one simple change, if you change nothing else in your diet, that can really help a lot. Yeah. Men too. Men suffer the same highs and lows of blood sugar and energy spikes and troughs. I don't want to demonize sugar, I think it's still part of our culture.
Most people aren't going to give up sugar.
Exactly. But if you're just even aware of what you're eating,
cut it down
slightly. Read the labels, know when there is a hidden sugar, so you're not fooling yourself that this yogurt is sugar-free when it's actually not, or that you think yogurt is healthy but it can still contain up to 3 or 4 teaspoons of sugar per serving.
So I'm still curious, what would be your average breakfast, lunch,
so
and dinner?
So I would usually eat a lot of eggs. I'm vegetarian.
Okay.
So if it's perfect...
Oh God, do you have to stop?
This is Neve O'Connell. She is just perfect.
I was a big animal lover, so at 12 I gave up meat, and that was just a thing. But I wasn't a particularly healthy vegetarian through my teens and 20s. I lived a lot on frozen pizza, and I'm the first one to say that.
Okay.
It is still my easy food. But I would try and eat a lot of eggs. I would try and make home-cooked kind of curries using chickpeas and proteins like that. I would include a lot of mushrooms because they're a great plant source of protein. So things that really have a nice, tasty texture to them rather than just the bland kind of typical food that you think a vegetarian
eats.
Yeah,
so you feel like you're really eating.
Yeah, exactly. And I cook like that for my family and they don't notice when there's no meat in the dinner.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
You are super personal too.
Oh, look, I'm just doing my best. I'm not perfect at all.
So if people want to find out more about what you do, where do they go?
They can find me on any of the social channels. I'm thewellnessclinic.ie. I'm on Facebook as The Wellness Clinic Ireland, and that's where I keep most of my updates. And I'm on Twitter as _wellnessclinic.
And you've got loads of good videos as well, don't you?
Lots of great videos on the Facebook page as well.
Brilliant. Yep.
And okay. It's for anybody, this is
anybody.
Because sometimes when people see the wellness, they kind of say, oh, that's for certain types of people.
No,
but it's
I work with men and women one-on-one. I give group workshops, and I also have moved into the corporate sector as well this year.
Brilliant. Actually, do you know something? I saw a lovely quote during the week. They said that if we can take the I out of illness and put the we in instead, we get wellness. Isn't that great?
That's lovely. I might steal that.
Yeah, you should.
Thank you.
You did your research.
Well, Facebook's great, isn't it?
Yeah, good for you.
Neve O'Connor, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
it was
you,
lovely
John.
To meet
thank you,
you
Kira. Lovely to meet you.
And what we'll do is we'll put all your the wellness clinic up on our Facebook page and all that sort of stuff, so you're getting
fantastic.
Lots of people.
Thanks so much, Neve.
We'll be taking a few hints from that ourselves.
Absolutely.
You're listening to WIMS Radio on this Friday morning. It's myself, John Slattery, and your woman over there,
Kira Whelan. Yes, that's me.
It's just coming up to 27 minutes after 8 o'clock and time for some more music. This is Drake and One Dance.
Baby, I like your stuff.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Take it slow, make you lose control.
Taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
I'm Adam Clayton, and you're listening to Walk in My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's University Hospital this October to mark World Mental Health Day.
Stormy weather at 57 Mount Pleasant Street. Well, it's
Women's Radio, that is Take the Weather With You from Crowded House. It is Friday the 13th of October 2017.
That's right, this is Walk In My Shoes Radio. We've been here all week. It is the last day, and obviously they saved the best for last. That's John Slattery over there. I'm Ciara Whelan.
Hello, hello. Yes, we're here till 9 o'clock this morning, this final day. It is the weekend, coming towards the weekend.
Whoop.
It is Friday, which is always a good thing. And weather-wise, at the moment, it's actually all right outside. It's not really that sunny, but it is bright and it's not raining, which is always a good sign.
Always a good thing.
But overnight, tonight will be mostly cloudy and misty with further patches of rain and drizzle and dry spells. Very mild and humid with hill and coastal fog persisting. Minimum temperatures of 13 to 14 degrees Celsius, which isn't too bad.
I think it was about 17 degrees when we left the house this morning, which is quite warm.
It was not 17
degrees. It was, honestly, it was. Now, if you want to get in touch, you can find us on Facebook. We're on the Walk In My Shoes Facebook page. And of course, we're on Twitter at Walk In My Shoes. Do make sure you get in touch. Put that toothbrush down, put the toast down, pick up the phone. We want to hear from you.
We've got 25 more minutes before we finish up because it's 25 to 9. We are actually broadcasting live from the studio right here in St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, right in the centre of Dublin 8.
We are indeed, Johnny. Now, if you're wondering what you can do yourself...
I am wondering, Ciara. What can I do, Ciara?
Well, it's World Mental Health Awareness Week.
Right.
What can our listeners do?
I don't know, Ciara. What can they do?
Do you know something?
What?
Go out today and just ask somebody how they are. Get the conversation started. That's all you have to do.
Or just go for a walk and you'll feel much better after it as well.
I know, but it's about getting engaged with other people, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, completely. Yeah, it's been a great morning so far this morning. Don't forget, coming up later on as well, we've got Shea Byrne coming up at 9 o'clock.
Followed by Alison Curtis at 11. Really looking forward to that.
And we've got a few more people. We've got one more person to talk to, Ciara.
Yeah, coming up later on this morning, we're going to be chatting to Subi Lynch. Now, Subi is, she's kind of like a superhero slash mother, co-editor of a magazine as well. We'll be chatting to her.
But before that, let's have some more music. Something from Simply Red from a few years back. And Something's Got Me Started on Whims Radio.
Show.
Wim's Radio, that is Simply Red, and Something Got Me Started. Mick Hucknall. Had the pleasure of actually sitting beside him in a restaurant once many moons ago.
Wow, John.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I was a bit starstruck, I have to say.
Were you?
Yeah.
You're listening to Walk In My Shoes Radio. As John said, he's here.
I'm here. John Slattery, that's Ciara Whelan from the telly. You're very good in the telly.
Oh, thanks, John. I think I'm better
than
the radio. We are joined now on the phone by someone who hopefully makes a bit more sense than John. It is Subi Lynch. Good morning, Subi. How are you?
Hi, Ciara. Hi, John. Oh, God, I wouldn't be putting that'll make more sense.
You will more than us, trust us.
I'm only out of bed like 20 minutes now. My little one actually stayed asleep, well, only since 4 a.m. but she slept till
such a parent thing to say. She slept till 8 a.m. Only from 4 o'clock, but she still slept till 8 a.m.
That's pretty good hours stretch. Sleep,
yeah.
I got.
that's technically through the night if you add another hour, isn't it?
I know, it is.
So to tell everyone a bit more about Subi, you're co-editor of Mutiny Kids magazine, which is just a stunning kids magazine that is found online. Oh, it's so creative and beautiful, I have to say. And as you just mentioned, your mum to not only your little one, whose name is Marnie, but is she five now, Penny?
She's five, yeah. Wow. She's just headed off to school now with her dad. So, wow. So she just started junior infants this year.
Free house.
Yeah. the little one has just been minded by Granny in the next room.
Oh, brilliant. Thank goodness for grannies.
I know, they're great.
I suppose, Subi, the first question is, how do you do it all? Like, honestly, how do you do it?
I guess I don't. In that, like, some days I'm like, oh my goodness, I can do everything. I have a big long list. The day ends with like ticks galore on that list. And other days I'm like, okay, did everybody get 3 meals today? Yeah, okay, great. I did it. but like something like won't have got done, or like 20 things won't have got done. I think that's every parent, isn't it? Like some days you're just on top of the world, get loads done. And it might be after like a night of no sleep, but for some reason you've got this adrenaline rush because you know you've got to get through it, so you end up getting loads done. And then other days you like had loads of sleep, but then you're kind of like drowsy because your body's like, wait,
you're so right. On the days I sit down and have a coffee first thing, it's like, then you can't wake up. Yeah.
So Subi, for anybody that doesn't know, tell us about what you do, how you started it.
The magazine is myself and my friend, she is my friend first and foremost, Lily Forberg, and we actually met on Instagram, which like I actually really think social media is an amazing place for making friends. Of course, having friends out in the real world is so important, and I think turning those social media friendships into real life friendships is really important, because there's nothing like one-on-one meeting people for coffee and like having your friends over to your house or going over to their house, or I think that's so important for your headspace. But for times when you are like super busy mammy, having that kind of base of friendships like online is so important.
And Lily is one of the top photographers in Ireland. So she's fantastic.
She is incredible. She's actually like the busiest person. She's out and shoots all day long, and then somehow she manages to make this magazine with me as well, and she has a little boy who's 5. So we actually met in Nookgrove Tesco of all places. I recognized her because I was a total fan, because her photography is incredible, and Leon is the same age as my little girl Penny, and so I went over and I was like, hi, I recognize you from Instagram. They were both 6 months old at that time, and it turned out we lived really close to each other, so we started baby play dates, and then after a few years we were like, okay, let's do something together, what could we do? And with her photography skills, and then I am just obsessed with kids fashion, and she's really amazing at interiors, and so we just kind of put all our kind of visual talents together. And then I did do journalism a long time ago when I left school, and we did a shoot with our own kids with the clothes that they owned. We didn't even know about like stock pulling, or I didn't know about stock pulling and taking loans of clothes from stores or anything. And we did a shoot, and we were like, if we can do this with our own toddlers they were just gone too. If we can manage that, because, you know, it's definitely hardest to work with your own kids. Manage it, we'll be able to do shoots with other kids. And then we had a great time, and the idea came to us in September September, and we had a magazine out by the beginning of December. So we flew through it.
Busy.
So, I think, like, just going for it, and it was and it's brilliant. Like, we're in the middle of any time that we're in the middle of making an issue, it's so crazy busy, but it is so fun. Like,
and it sounds like you've got so much going on. How do you keep yourself happy? How do you look after your mental health? And I know, as a mum myself, like, we're so obsessed with keeping our kids happy. I think mental health is so important from the moment they pop out.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is something I think of really, like, I think of a lot, because my family has definitely had, like, lots of mental health issues. And so I'm really cautious that anything that, like, I know about to help Penny, express her feelings and stuff. Because I think that's what has, like, our generation is only learning how to do. And I think, like, maybe our parents and even us didn't know that when we were younger, that expressing your feelings is really, really important.
Well, I think it was the year that was. I mean, I'm probably slightly older than you, but I mean, you just didn't talk about things when I was growing up. It just wasn't, you kept everything inside. That was basically how it was. And you didn't express your feelings. You didn't hug. You didn't do any of those sort of things.
Yeah, like, my parents were great, like, really, really affectionate. And definitely, I was able to talk. But I think, it was just the brink of it. Probably, maybe 5 years older than me, not so much kind of thing. Mm. So, I find that really, like, for instance, poor little Penny's friend is moving back to the Netherlands today, and she only found out yesterday, and she was devastated. Yes, so devastated. And, she came out of school, and she just burst into tears, and she said, he's leaving tomorrow. And I just let her cry and be upset, and I was like, I know, it's horrible, it's really upsetting. And I told her a story of when my best friend emigrated to Australia, and how, like, I still talk to her all the time. She's actually listening now, I think.
Morning.
No, evening for her.
Sorry, good evening. Yeah.
And then I got my husband to tell her as well, like, will you tell her about the time your friend left and how it's okay and you can still stay in contact?
It's just empathising, isn't it, Subi?
And it is,
I think that's key with kids.
But I think what it is as well, what you're doing is educating them, so they know in future years, you know, that it's okay to be like that. So it comes from a very young age, and I think that's really, really
and
important.
And up until this point and until this generation, it's don't cry, let the baby cry.
I know.
Why is everyone crying? There's no need for crying.
I know, and crying is really important, and really, oh my goodness,
so,
like,
important.
You know, after a good cry, you can just be like, okay, now I can get, like, I can manage. And also, crying, I think, gives you time to take
process
a moment out for yourself. Like, you know, if your things are just crazy and really busy and you just feel overwhelmed, which I actually am totally, like, that's what I think, I suppose, I find happening to me quite a bit, is I'll feel overwhelmed. And I have, like, my husband's amazing and he does so much, but there's definitely times that even when, like, I can't even say what is overwhelming me, but there's just lots when you're a mammy, and there's just lots to do. If you just sit, have a bit of a cry, you've given yourself, like, 5 minutes,
even if
it is to cry, but you've given yourself 5 minutes, and then that kind of gets you going again, and you can get back to whatever you need to do. And
Subi, is there anything else that you do to look after yourself besides crying?
Crying. maybe not recommended, but I go to Niamh's classes, who you were just chatting to. And they're amazing. Oh my goodness, like, she is just so brilliant. She has all that information, but then also she is just has this amazing vibe when you're in class with her. Like, she just makes you feel warm and comforted and lovely, and all the other mammies that are there have that lovely feeling as well. And it's just a really nice space to be. So I guess giving myself that time on a Monday morning, and I love the classes that I go to on a Monday, and I love starting the week like that. So I literally am getting up on a Monday, Penn's going off to school, and I'm starting the week doing something nice for myself and learning lots of stuff about how to look after myself and my kids for the rest of the week. And it's just a really nice way to start the week. So I guess that's what I've been doing. And then I learned, I suppose, from when I had Penny, I tried to do everything. I tried to do all of the classes in the world, like going to baby classes
Japanese
galore.
Japanese for newborns and all the rest
exactly,
of it.
Exactly, like everything. And it really wasn't necessary. She was like 3 months old going, I don't care if you go home and just watch, like, back-to-back episodes of whatever. Like, I just want to be in your arms on the boob and I'm fine. So this time round, Although things are busy, of course, because, you know, two kids, definitely busier. I know that it's, although it's important to get out and see friends and maybe make new friends eventually, we don't need to do all of the classes. I think
that's really important because you think you have to do everything. If people want to check out the magazine, where do they find it?
Yeah, so it's on mutinykids.com, and it's a nice space to go to just kind of look at pretty things. There's lots of lovely, pretty interiors, and all the kids are adorably cute. So it's a nice space to go on. It's really stunning.
And you can find Mutiny Kids, I know, on Instagram too. And if anyone wants to follow Subi herself, she is on Instagram at Standing By The Wall.
Subi, thanks so much for talking to us. And I will say to you, I did go to the website yesterday doing a bit of research, and I looked and I said, the photos are amazing. And then I saw it was Lily Verberg, and I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Two incredible mammies doing incredible work.
Thanks so much, guys.
And thanks for talking to us this morning. Best of luck with everything.
Thanks, man. Cheers. Bye-bye.
That was Subi.
Yes.
Cool name.
And this is Walk In My Shoes Radio. We're coming up towards the end of our show, but you can still get in touch. Please do. We're on Twitter at Walk In My Shoes. Use our hashtag WhimsFM.
Don't forget, it is Friday morning. It's 9:09 here on WhimsFM. We'll be talking to Shay Brown about his wonderful show coming up next. But first, some more music. Here's King and Years and Years. Listening to Whims Radio, I'm John Slattery, that's Ciara Whelan.
And that was not King by Years and Years, it was Years and Years by King. No, you went the wrong way around.
Yeah, I know, because I was thinking King the Old. Do you remember King, Shane?
I remember King, Martin King was his name, actually.
No, not him.
His name was Martin King.
Oh, was it Martin King?
Yeah, was it?
No way.
Yeah.
Like your man
tall, good-looking fellow with a ponytail.
Yeah.
That's not the weather guy now.
No. He's not a weather guy now, he's a real presenter.
I think you have to go back and do the weather though every game again on TV3.
Oh, does he?
Oh yeah, okay. I think it's part of it.
Okay, you probably guessed at this stage, Shay Byrne, him, Havorty, you're very famous.
I am. Everybody knows me. Yes. In the canteen. That's
you told a funny story the other day, somebody was saying about, they asked you to go on Dancing with the Stars or something, was it?
They asked me to go on Celebrity. No, the people who are making Celebrity Operation Transformations put my name forward to RT, and RT came back and said, who is he?
Nice. Keep up the good work, Shay.
Who?
There's hope for us.
Never. And I mean, I fit all the criteria. Overweight, emotional.
Very emotional.
Was going to get the house painted before the crew came.
Yeah, you can do all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you get to go. But I do have a documentary coming up in November, I think. It's called Sleep. So they did an experiment. Dr. Pixie McKenna and Niall Moynihan.
On you?
On DCU. Yeah, myself and a couple of other people went in and stayed awake for 40 hours. Ouch. And they took a baseline and then they recorded what happened over the 40 hours.
Was it carnage?
It went gaga.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So it turns out that they give us iPad tests every 3 hours, cognitive tests on the iPad. They're really boring, really annoying. But by the end of it, they were able to see how you deteriorated or what happened. And it turns out that my scores were steady. They weren't great scores, but they were steady all the way through. So I'm a good worker bee. I'd be good down a mine, something like that. Not inspired.
Whatever you say, Shay. Whatever you say. Be good down a mine.
You're down a mine.
Anyway, we're getting told to hurry up. So what do you have coming up today?
So it's my show coming up next, so it's fine. Eat into my... You can be the first guest on my show. We've got
we'll do the newspapers for you.
Great. Radio personality from Near FM, local radio, Declan Ralph is in. He's going to have a look at the papers. Cool. Professor Jim Lucy is down at the Mental Health and Wellbeing Summit in the Aviva. He's going to talk to us by phone. Eileen Finnegan, Clinical Director 1 and 4, is going to talk about a sometime controversial therapy where the offenders, as well as the victim, are treated. So that's something we don't talk about and haven't talked about, offenders in sexual abuse and treatment there. So Little Ears, listening, be aware of that. That's going to be coming up after 10 o'clock. And Liz Valour. Isn't that a great name? V-A-L-L.
Very good.
O-O-R. And Liz Valour, whose life changed totally when she was freed from debilitating fear. We're going to talk to her. She's tried all sorts of different therapies and now she's on top of the world. So we're going to talk to her. And lots of music in between and crack and whatever happens. We're going to find last day today, 9 to 11. So we have a bit of fun. Nice to see both of you as well.
Likewise. Did you have a good week?
I had a great week, yeah. Great week here, very busy. And then, as you know, I was travelling last week. I was in Benalmadena, as they say, but my mother would call it Benalmadena. Mm. Well, Benalmadena with Nathan Carter.
I saw you singing on stage. You were very good. I was actually going to try and pull it out for the show, but seeing it's on Facebook, I said it wouldn't be a big surprise.
You can play my single if you have Spotify.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's on Spotify, iTunes.
Give us a bit of a...
Don't Close Your Eyes, it's called.
No, give us a bit of the Gareth Brooks, you
said. If tomorrow never comes, well, she know how much I loved her.
I wasn't expecting that.
That's really
nice
good.
One.
Anytime. Okay, I don't want your phone number. It's fine. I already have it.
Yeah, you can have it. I'll give it to you. Thanks so much. Shay's coming up at 9 o'clock, and that is it for me, John Slattery, and Ciara Whelan.
Yes, we were here for Walk in My Shoes Radio. It was great to be here. Thank you so much to the Walk in My Shoes team for having us.
To Delphine, who's beside us here, Reese, Dylan, and Anthony, thank you guys so much. And of course, to Adrian, who's on the desk and also was producing this morning, even though he didn't realise he was going to be well done.
Someone had to.
And we'd also like to say thanks a million to Tamara, and well done to the team here in St. Pat's. They've done an absolutely fantastic job this week with the radio station.
It is a pleasure to be involved and an absolute honour as well. Thanks,
yes,
guys.
And hopefully they'll invite us back next year as well. But for me, John Slattery and Ciara Whelan, have a fantastic Friday. Keep thinking about your mental health, be positive, and keep listening for the whole day today.
And get that conversation started.
We're going to finish with a fantastic song. This is something from The Cure. And Friday, I'm in love. See you guys.
Bye.
And Friday, I'm in love. See you guys.
Bye.
Mink Friday. Do you want to talk a bit more, Shay?
I'm available to talk.
You're available to talk all the time, isn't it?
Ah, there it is.
I know. Whatever, you get the nod off, Adrian. Whenever
it's on.
It's on.
It's
oh, that's
now.
It.
So that's it. So you can say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Say goodbye.
Take care.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Everybody, say goodbye.
Bye.
Have a great Friday.